So today we are continuing reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, entitled The Status Quo, Chapter Number 4, entitled Vidura Approaches Maitreya, Text Number 3. Bhagavan Swatma Mayaya. Gatim Tam Avalokyasa. Sarasvatim Upasprishya. Vrikshamulam Upavisha. Word for word meanings. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Swatma Mayaya. By his internal potency. Gatim, the end. Tam, that. Avalokya, foreseeing. Saha, he. Krishna. Saraswatim, the river Saraswati. Upasprishya, after sipping water. Vrikshamulam, the foot of a tree. Upavishat, sat down. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. The personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, after foreseeing the end of His family by His internal potency, went to the bank of river Saraswati, sipped water and sat down underneath a tree. Translation, please repeat. The personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, after foreseeing the end of his family by his internal potency, went to the bank of the river Saraswati, sipped water, and sat down underneath a tree. Purport. All the above mentioned activities of the Yadus and Bhojas were executed by the internal potency of the Lord because He wanted them to be dispatched to their respective abodes after He had finished His mission of descent. They were all His sons and grandsons and were given complete protection by the parental affection of the Lord. How they could be vanquished in the presence of the Lord is answered in this verse. Everything was done by the Lord Himself. Swatma Mayaya. The Lord's family members were either incarnations of His plenary expansions or demigods from the heavenly planets. And thus, before His departure, He separated them by His internal potency. Before being dispatched to their respective abodes, they were sent to the holy place of Prabhas, where they performed pious activities and took food and drink to their heart's content. It was then arranged for them to be sent back to their abodes so that others could see that the powerful Yadu dynasty was no longer in the world. In the previous verse, the word anugyata, indicating that the whole sequence of events was arranged by the Lord, is significant. These particular pastimes of the Lord are not a manifestation of His external energy or material nature. Such an exhibition of His internal potency is eternal, and therefore one should not conclude that the Yadus and Bhojas died in a drunken state in an ordinary fratricidal war. Sri Jiva Goswami comments on these incidents as magical performances. Om Agyan Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्ता राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो इन टुडेज वर्ड्स द वर्ड मेंशन इज फर्स्ट वर्ड मेंशन इज भगवान द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड सो हियर इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड we are all trying to be Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is the role of Supreme Personality? Or what are the characteristics? The Supreme Personality has to be the controller of everything, proprietor of everything, and he should enjoy everything. He has different potencies. And in today's verse, we see there is a discussion of difference between internal and external potency. We can discuss that little later on. So, Supreme Person is in control. And everything moves according to Him. It is said that wind is blowing because of the fear of Supreme Lord. Sun is shining because of the fear of Supreme Lord. Everything is happening under His control and under His superintendence. This energy, this external energy, Maya, is under Lord's superintendence. So we here in spiritual world, we are also trying to be the supreme controller, at least of our small realm, of our house, of our family members. We want to control at least one person. Or, if not a person, at least our pet. But because we are acting in a wrong position, we are defeated in our attempts to control others. In Western world, of course, family system is almost non-existent. So people usually keep pets, dogs, cats, like that. So Prabhupada was mentioning, so the person who keeps a pet, he thinks he's the master. He's controlling the pet. But then he goes for a walk with the pet and then the pet passes stool and the so-called master stands there. He waits. So Prabhupada says, who is the master then? He's waiting. So he's serving. So he's the servant and the dog or cat is the master. So we will be defeated in our attempts to control, because we are not the supreme controllers. Here we are in this world, we are acting as controllers. But supreme controller, the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, he is recognized as supreme by all intelligent sages, all acharyas in the past. Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the words Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That who is the Supreme? Supreme is Vasudev, son of Vasudev, Lord Shri Krishna. And I pay my humble obeisances to Him. So that's how Bhagavatam begins. So we have to understand position of Krishna. Bhagavan means he has all the opulences in full, especially those six opulences mentioned by Parashar Muni. He has supreme, he has all the wealth, he has all the beauty, he has all the knowledge, he has all the strength, he has all fame, and he has all renunciation. We all have these qualities, but in minute quantities. But Supreme Lord has all these qualities in full. We cannot even imagine. So in that first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Janmadyasa Yataha Itaratascha Charthesu Abhigya Swarat. So he's Abhigya and Swarat. He's independently situated and he's cognizant of everything directly or indirectly. And he imparted this knowledge of spiritual science to Brahma from within his heart. And he actually even puts the great demigods, even Lord Brahma and Shiva, they are the topmost demigods, you can say. Even they are put into bewilderment by Supreme Lord. Sometimes they cannot understand his position. So what to think of ourselves? We are very tiny living entities. So when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand that Supreme Lord is Krishna. And we should serve him. Otherwise we will be defeated in our hopes and aspirations. Yesterday I read a nice article and few articles. There was a challenge given by one of the Prabhupada's disciples, Hamsaduta Swami, to a great or somewhat to a scientist. So this scientist in Sri Lanka in 1977, he published an article in the main newspaper on a Sunday in Sunday Times, and he said there is no God and the life comes from chemicals. So the following Sunday, Hamsaduta Swami and another devotee, they wrote an article that this Dr. So and Dr. Kovur, I think, his observation is not perfect. And they gave all the arguments, defeating his arguments. And then, actually that scientist was a leader of a rationalist association and he was very proud. So Hamsaduta Swami said, for years and years you have been misleading people. But now you answered our questions. You are saying that life comes from matter. But how can you prove it? If your science is advanced, then please prove it. You take all the chemicals and bring life. So then he wrote another article. He said, oh yes, we are producing babies in the test tubes and so on. So then further, it was like back and forth arguments and counter arguments. So he said, so where do you get the seed? The seed of living entity and the embryo you get from living entities. You can't produce them. You're just externally in a test tube, you know, producing a baby. But so many babies are being produced in the nature's natural test tube, the womb. You know, who can make that? If you start from scratch, just the bare chemicals, then you try to produce life. So anyway, there were arguments. And then Hamsaduta Swami said, this is first time ever that any scientist is being publicly challenged. So he challenged him. He said, we have booked this hall on so and so date. At this time, you come there and it's open to public. And it was published in the newspaper. He said, it's open for public. Everyone, please come. And you just produce small life from chemicals, even a mosquito. Then we'll agree that we are defeated. And if you do that, we'll give you $60,000. It's an open challenge. So anyway, he didn't come. And he said, why should I come? Your God should also come and show us. If your God comes, then I'll come. So anyway, then further Maharaj wrote him many letters defeating his arguments, and after 1 year or 1.5 years, that scientist left his body due to a heart attack. So we are trying to be gods, and this is what is being seen in this society. So when the so-called scientists, and of course we understand not all scientists are like that. Scientists are of three types. One category of scientists, they say there is no God, everything comes from matter. One category, like Einstein, Newton, they believe, they understood that there is something supreme. They were humble enough to recognize that there is something supreme and we cannot explain it in material terms. And the third category says, maybe, anyone, we don't know yet. So these so-called scientists of first category, they are actually atheists and demons. They are trying to prove that we are God. We can produce anything from chemicals, but we are being defeated. We cannot produce anything. In that challenge, they said, you just produce even little grass or one grain of rice. It's not possible. In this material nature, everything is being produced such nicely and perfectly. There is rain and then the grain is produced. Annat bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anna sambhava. Yagyat bhavati parjanya yagya karma samudbhava. So Bhagavad Gita explains that for living you need to eat, and you need to eat grains. Even if you are non-vegetarian, that animal has to eat the grain. So grain has to be produced. And how does grain grow? Grain grows by parjanya, the rain. And how is rain produced? So you can give a scientific explanation, the water cycle, the water is evaporated. But this is all secondary. The main thing is told in Bhagavad Gita. Yagya bhavati parjanya. The rain happens due to yagya or sacrifice. That's the process. So when you perform sacrifice, then the demigods are pleased and then they provide rain. Indra is the head of rain department. There are different demigods who are in charge of various departments. Varuna is the head of water department. Vayu, Dev is head of the wind department. And then Indra is the head of rain department. There are Agni demigods. Like that. There are so many demigods. But if we don't recognize them and don't offer them sacrifice, then finally the demigod head of death, superintendent of death, Yamaraj, deals with you. If you don't recognize any other demigod, then finally at the end of your life, you have to recognize Yamaraj. And in the form of death. So example is given of a cat. Like the cat holds a mouse in its mouth. And it also holds kitten in its mouth. But the experience is very different. So if you are an atheist, you will feel the pain of death. But if you are a devotee, you will feel the warm embrace of the Lord at the time of death. Devotees are very peaceful because they see Lord has come to take them back to Godhead. And even if someone is not perfect in their Krishna consciousness, they are still very peaceful because in next life, they will start from where they have left. And then they will reach perfection. So all our attempts to control and independently enjoy in this world will be futile. So we have to surrender. So this is a word we don't want to hear usually. Surrender. So how to surrender? There is the process given by acharyas. Usually, because of illusion, we think, if someone is perfect, I can surrender. Like if Krishna comes himself, I would be a perfect devotee. Or if Prabhupada was here now, I would have been a pure devotee. But these other authorities or devotees who are present now, how can I fully surrender to them? This is my problem. There's no problem with me. It's the problem with the authorities who I have to surrender. Because they are not pure devotees, of course. They are not free from lust, anger, greed. I saw them being angry on me because I didn't do my service. So how can I surrender unto these authorities? But the point is, someone cannot be in an authoritative position for a long time if he is not pure enough, or he doesn't have sanction of Supreme Lord. If someone is in a position of authority, means Lord has a sanction. For some time someone can come, even if a person is not qualified, he can be in a position of authority for some time. But eventually he will make mistakes and Krishna and his devotees will kick him out. But if someone is doing his service again and again, year after year, sincerely, we may not be able to see his sincerity. But just the mere fact that someone is placed there, we should actually surrender to such authorities. And then Krishna will give us intelligence. So if we are properly situated in our surrender, then Krishna will give intelligence from within. He says, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yen mam apyantite. If you are constantly engaged in service, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajtam priti purvakam. If you are lovingly serving every day, then Krishna will give intelligence from within. And for doing services, for example in this temple, you have to go through the authorities. We cannot start a service on our own. So if we are constantly engaged in these services, then Krishna will help us from within the heart. He is present within the heart as Chaitya Guru. So if we have full faith in Krishna, that he is the Supreme Lord and he is Supreme Well-Wisher, Suhridam Sarva Bhutana, Gyatva Mam Shanti Mrichati. If we know that, we will be in perfect peace. If we have any stress in our life, oh, I have so much service, no one understands me, and so many other things, these all mental concoctions. If we have all these problems, that means we are not recognizing Krishna and his representatives as our supreme authorities. So Lord himself, although he is the supreme controller, he controls everything, but he feels more pleasure in being controlled. And that's the whole Damodar pastime about. He is being controlled by a devotee's love. He is being bound by Mother Yashoda. So he wants to be subservient to his devotee because they have love for him. And this is proved by Lord again and again. He becomes servant of Arjun. He becomes his charioteer. He serves so many devotees in different ways. He carries shoes of his father on his head and brings them to him. He does so many services for his devotees. And he appears again and again as a servant. It is said, how was it possible that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most merciful incarnation of Lord, how did he appear? One of the external reasons was that it was due to Advaita Acharya's calls. Advaita Acharya made loud cries, hunkar, and he used to cry and chant very loudly. And he used to call Supreme Lord that please come and establish bhakti. Because someone is doing punya, someone is doing pap, no one is doing bhakti. Very few were doing bhakti at that time. So he called Supreme Lord. And then we saw Lord appeared and he performed various pastimes. And these pastimes are being, they have been described very nicely in the books like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat and so on. So in these literature we see that how Supreme Lord appeared in his golden complexion as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And although he is Supreme Lord, he is Bhagwan, he is the Supreme Controller, but he acted as a devotee. And not only him, his two main branches, his expansions, Nityanand Prabhu and Advaita Acharya, they were also supreme personalities of God. But they were also acting as servants, not as masters. So they were always serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although Advaita Acharya was much senior in age, but he was serving Supreme Lord. Just a side point, we were discussing about Hare Krishnas or Hare Krishnas a few days back. So it is said, all Vaishnavas, if you see Chaitanya Lila, they were all clean shaved and all. Only Advaita Acharya had the beard. Because Mahaprabhu didn't command him, didn't ask him, because he was on a senior position. Anyway, so but he always used to think that I am the servant. And Mahaprabhu used, always respected Advaita Acharya. Although all these three personalities are supreme personalities of Godhead, but they acted as servants. So shouldn't we act as servants? We are Krishna's part and parcel. We are very tiny. So we should also act as servants and be established in that position. So these leelas are there so that we can derive lessons from them and act accordingly. So in today's verse we see it is stressed that the word stressed is anugyata, and even in yesterday's verse yesterday's verse also that word is stressed upon by Prabhupada, tad anugyata. So all these pastimes of that occur in which Krishna is present, all of them are arranged by Lord, by his sweet will. No one can force Lord except by love. We can force Lord by love, but no one can force Lord to do something, because he is the supreme. No one is equal to him and no one is greater than him. That's the definition of God. So word anugyata means he knows already. He is present in everyone's heart. So he already knows what we are going through. And especially his dear devotees. He arranges their lives in the perfect way, because they are fully surrendered to him. So the word is swatma maya. So he has the two main potencies or three main potencies, marginal, internal and external. So external potency acts on the marginal potency when the living entity refuses to obey Lord's orders. And if someone agrees to obey Lord's orders, then this Atma Maya, the internal potency, acts on them. So it's our choice. We have to take shelter of one of these potencies, either internal or external. And Lord appears by his internal potency. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Ajopi San Avyayatma Bhuta Nam Ishwaropi San Prakritim Swam Adishtaya Sambhavamya Atma Maya. So I appear by my internal potency. So Krishna's appearance and his pastimes are totally performed by his internal potency. There is no material tinge in his pastimes. It is said, Maya Gandha. There is not even a small smell or a small bit of Maya in his pastimes, of external Maya. All his pastimes are internal pastimes. So when we serve Krishna, we are trying to become part of his pastimes. So we have to take shelter of Bhakti Devi, who represents this internal potency. So when we perform devotional activity, and especially loving devotional activity, not the devotional activity with anger or frustration or grudge for someone. Not that. Especially loving devotional service. We have to be grateful that we have been provided this opportunity to serve Krishna. If we perform these activities in that mood, then we are actually taking shelter of Atma Maya, the internal potency. Otherwise, all our endeavors will be ruined, will be futile. If we perform our devotional services properly, although we don't have full understanding of our constitutional position or in the spiritual world, still, if we intelligently enough, if we think that, yes, that is our position, at least we are servant of Krishna. We don't know what exact service we have in the spiritual world, but we are servants. So if we serve Krishna in that mood, then it's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, that Lord appears. Lord is always there, but he becomes revealed. And he sits on the lotus within the heart, and we can actually see what's our relationship with Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came, he especially established the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that's the main process for this day and age. So when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, how it works is explained by Rupa Goswami. Tunde tandavini ratim vitanute tundavali labdhaye. That when we chant this Mahamantra with our tongue, actually we desire so many tongues, millions of tongues. Karne krodh kadambini ghatayate karnar budebhyo spriham. Then when it enters into the ears, it's so pleasing and we desire millions of ears. And then what happens when the holy name enters into the ear? Chetah prangana sangini vijayate sarvendriyanam kritim. When it enters through the ear, it goes to the heart, in the courtyard of heart. And then the holy name dances in that courtyard and we feel so much pleasure. And our external senses, all these material senses, eyes, ears, nose, who are habituated to get attracted to material sense objects, what happens to them? They become inert. Like, have you seen some people when they look at you, it's like they are not looking at you. Although their eyes are focused at you, but they are somewhere else. So that is what happens theoretically, that the external material senses become inert. Because you are relishing something within. The holy name is dancing in the courtyard of your heart. No jane janita kiyadbir amritai krishneti varnadvai. So Rupa Goswami says these two letters, Krishna, have done such a magic that I'm very anxious. I want millions of mouths, millions of ears, and I always want to chant. But we actually struggle with this one mouth and 2 ears just to chant 16 rounds. That's a big struggle. But if we keep chanting, one day that stage will come naturally. It is explained in one of Prabhupada's books that just like when a young girl, she gets married, usually she is very eager to have kids. But in-laws and senior ladies, they tell, just wait. You know, now once she is impregnated, what she has to do is just wait. Just wait few months and there would be a child. So same way, Acharyas explained that once we have begun this process of bhakti, hearing and chanting, once we have formally enrolled in this program, eventually by taking initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, then it's just a matter of time. If we perform everything according to the prescribed rules, if we just do that, then eventually this prema bhakti will develop within our heart. In Bhagavatam, it's explained that how bhakti bhakti sprouts within the heart. Yasyam vai shruyamanayam krishne parama purushe bhaktir utpadyate yata shoka moha bhayavaya. Just by hearing these pastimes of Krishna, the holy name of Krishna, in association of devotees, what happens is bhaktir utpadyate yata, the bhakti is sprouted or it's produced from within the heart. It's not exactly produced, it's always there, but it's in dormant position. When we chant and hear and perform devotional service, then it's uncovered, that's all. In that sense, it's produced. And then, when bhakti is produced, shok moha bhayapa, then there will be no lamentation, there will be no illusion, and there will be no fear. Usually we have so much lamentation because we always think of past and sometimes we think of future. So because we suffered in past, so we keep lamenting about that. If only I had that, if only I had done that. Especially when you are old and if you had a very materialistic life, it's a very frustrating position in the old age. You always lament. And then young people especially, they hanker for, I want to have this, I want to travel, I want to have this job, this much money. So there's always hankering and lamenting. And we are placed in illusion. And then we are identifying with our body, that's why we have fear. Bhayam dvitiya vinivesyatasya. Because we are identifying with our body and everything relating to the body as ours, then we are always fearful because it will be taken away. And at death, everything will be taken away. If something is taken away from us, we become very distressed. Just you list all the things, just take a pen and paper and list what is in your possession. Okay, my specs, my mobile, my bag, my cupboard, my clothes, you list them. And then, one by one, we can analyze, okay, if this is taken away from me, how will I react? If this is taken away from me, how will I react? So each item you will see, it's very painful. Even if it's small thing, your pen or your toothbrush, anything, one thing, if it's taken away, you will be very distressed. So you will be in a problem situation. But death is an aggregate of all that. You combine everything and whatever you couldn't think of, all your relationships will be taken away. At death, everything will be taken away. So that's why a person is fearful. When he sees death and everything he has to leave behind, then that's why there is fear. But devotee is so ecstatic at the time of death because he's entering into the supreme realm and he will serve Lord with a fresh body. This body that we have is a bad bargain. It's a hopeless situation. So if we serve with this body, we have to make the best use of the bad bargain. And then at the time of death, we'll be very happy that we'll get a fresh body to serve Lord with a new energy. Even if it's not spiritual, it would be a better material position so that we can serve Krishna nicely. So all we have to do is just engage in these devotional activities, and in that way we will be entering into Krishna's pastimes within this life, and then Krishna will protect us fully. So I'll end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed today. Anugyata. So I'm not a very great Sanskrit expert, but gyata or gyan means one, the thing you know, something that you know. So what it means here is Lord knows, he already knows about his pastimes. He's in full knowledge, abhigya. He's directly and indirectly cognizant or in knowledge of everything. So in that sense, this today's verse is about how his family members, the Yadus, the whole dynasty, left this planet. In previous classes, you can hear them online. In previous classes, those pastimes were described elaborately. So that's why I didn't describe it today. So how they left and how he was going to leave soon. He already knew everything. But we are not in knowledge. We don't know if we'll live for another 5 minutes. So that's the importance of word anugyata. If we serve Krishna, then we will be in a position which is actually planned by Krishna. We are making our plans, but we are being defeated. But if we are under Krishna's plan, we'll never be defeated, because Krishna's plan cannot be defeated. Any other question or comment? We are performing Sankirtan Yajna, that's why. I think one time in Hyderabad, when Prabhupada was present, there was a drought. And I think the government officials were asking Prabhupada, oh, you have so many disciples, wealthy disciples in the West, give us some money or something like that. But anyway, they performed Sankirtan, Harinam, and then soon there was rain. So some devotees are there on this planet. We are performing Sankirtan Yajna. So that's why rain is there. But in future, there will be time. It's described in 12th canto when the future of Kali Yuga is described, that there will be even more imbalance in the climatic situation. There will be no grain, no milk, and you would basically eat people. Men will eat men. That time will come soon. So it's not as bad as yet. So that's why we have to take benefit of this Sankirtan Yajna and go back to Godhead within this golden period. Otherwise, we have to see that darker part of Kali Yuga. Okay, I think it's over time now. So we'll finish. Thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandini.